From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Thanks for tuning in to Triad in Focus. We come on every Friday morning at 7:30 a.m. going to 8 a.m. here live in the studio on the campus of Winston-Salem State University. I am Ben Donnelly, and my guest this morning is Carol Davis. She's the executive director of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation, and she is a repeat guest here on Triad in Focus. Thanks for coming in again, Carol.
Thanks for having me.
Well, for anybody who didn't happen to listen to the previous episode, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been the director of the Simon Green Atkins Community Development Corporation for 15 years. Long time.
Yeah.
And what I've learned about myself most is that I really enjoy a challenge. And that's what it's been. It's been a challenge to try to accomplish what we do in the community in terms of economic development. So we're named after the founder of Winston-Salem State, who, as you know, not only created the school that became the university, but he also was instrumental in building the neighborhoods around the university called Columbian Heights. And he lived in Columbian Heights. And he was really involved in creating home ownership opportunities for African Americans, access to health care, and education, of course. And so the neighborhoods that grew up around the school were vibrant, critically important, and really impacted by Simon Green Atkins. So we're named after him, and we have that same mission.
Well, since the last time we spoke, what are the big developments with the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation?
Well, I can't remember exactly when I was here before, but one of the things that we've done at the Enterprise Center is our largest project, and it's a 40,000 square foot building that we turned into a business incubator, and we have a big conference and banquet center in there. We have 40 small businesses in there, and we have a computer lab, a video editing lab, and some other equipment to try to make it easy for small businesses to be successful.
And that's just down the street here.
It's right down the street. It's the former Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club building at 1922 South Martin Luther King. And we have been in there now for 5 years, 6 years. And we most recently finished the lower level of that building. And we're about to create a commercial kitchen in there that will be a shared-use commercial kitchen for local food businesses.
Well, tell me more about that.
Well, we have, over the years, through our conference and banquet center, met a lot of people in food business and event planning business and decorating and catering. And so we get a request a lot of times for a commercial kitchen space so that they'd have a place to prepare their foods and or whatever their specialty items are, whether it's spices or jellies or jams or baked goods, cakes, cupcakes, that kind of thing. And so we finally have an opportunity now to create a space for a shared use kitchen. And we're really excited about it. There are a lot of rules and regulations that go along with it for the health department.
As there probably should be.
Yeah, we're glad about it. But we're glad to finally reach this stage. And that'll be the icing on the cake for our facility there is when we finish the kitchen.
Now, is that primarily for use for events going on at the center?
Well, no. We really see it being available for people who are doing catered events and other places as well.
Okay.
You know, we've had over the years contact with a gentleman who bottles his own spices, his own barbecue sauces, another chef who does a marinade series, and then we've met other people who have other things that they want to create and need a space for it. And so
if somebody only has a kitchen at home and they're trying to build this barbecue sauce empire, they have a place where they can make a little
exactly.
bit more at a time. Okay.
Exactly, because there's no other permitted kitchen in Winston-Salem. Oh. They have to go to Greensboro or one person we know travels as far as Rockingham County Community College to have access to a permitted commercial kitchen. So we're really excited to have one coming here.
Well, and you say that's in the last stages of getting put together?
Well, in terms of, we've had our pre-bid meeting and we're going to select a general contractor on April 20th. So we're getting closer.
Okay, that's great.
We've got the funding. That's important.
Yeah, that's the big mm-hmm. the big hurdle. We'll count the rest as just details.
Right.
Now, some of the other events that you've had around the Enterprise Center. I remember there was a bridal show mm-hmm. not too long ago.
I think that was the last time I was here to talk about the Multicultural Bridal Fair.
And how'd that go?
Well, it was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And I don't remember the name of the hurricane that came in that day, but it rained really, really hard. So the people who came out, we really appreciate them because it was kind of a messy weather day. But the event is something that we do annually, and a lot of people enjoy it.
Well, it's a great opportunity for everybody to get together and be able to see every aspect of what goes into wedding planning anyway. And it's something kind of poetic about it raining on the day when you're having this big, giant fake wedding ceremony.
No, but it's not going to rain next year, I promise you.
Okay, well, great. I'll write that down.
Okay.
What other events are going on?
Well, one of the things about the Enterprise Center that's really important is our partnership with Winston-Salem State University. So we have the center, the Winston-Salem State Center for Entrepreneurship is based there, and we have students who come in from the university as interns, and we appreciate the opportunity to have them there and try to make sure that we are teaching them things in the real world that emphasize what they're learning in the classroom and give them a chance to apply what they're learning at the Enterprise Center. So some of the things that we've had them working on recently is we're working with the city of Winston-Salem on an area plan for the East End neighborhood between 52 and Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that's ongoing. Started, we had our first community meetings in March and hope to have a plan finished for unveiling in August. We also have partnerships with organizations in the community, like the Winston-Salem Black Chamber of Commerce, who meets on the first Thursday of every month at the Enterprise Center. And last night, for example, your own Calvin Patterson was their guest speaker, and he talked about how nonprofits can get started and how he helps them look for grant funding. So that was an interesting conversation. But we have a lot of businesses in there that are doing big things. One of them is the Ujima Community Development Corporation that is building a 50-unit senior housing community off of Old Greensboro Road. And they've been working on it for 10 years. They are a group of senior citizens, and they are creating senior housing. They were determined to meet the need that they saw in the community for places that seniors could move to, who wanted to downsize, who wanted to stay in the East Winston community and wanted somewhere nice to live. And so they decided to get the training in real estate and finance, and they've been on a 10-year journey, and they have broken ground just in March, and they're going full speed ahead on creating this community. So,
if you could you expand a little bit on what need it is that they saw and why they took it in their own hands to mm-hmm. take care of that?
Well, they are affiliated with Emmanuel Baptist Church, and a volunteer group, volunteer board of directors. Most of them live in East Winston, grew up in East Winston, and intend to stay there. And so some of them are, well, I would say they are 60 plus years old. Most of them are members of AARP, I'm pretty sure. And they saw this need for having a place, a nice senior community with 1 and 2 bedroom units where they could go and age in place, essentially, where they could stay in the community and be somewhere that offers amenities and activities and a comfortable place to live. And they decided to create it on their own. And so I get to work with them because their office is in the Enterprise Center. And this past weekend, they had a fashion show fundraiser, which was hugely successful. called Ujima Rocks the Runway, and they had models from age 4 to age 86.
Oh.
Yeah, so we had a great time. They had a great MC, and everyone was really excited about the opportunity to support the development of that new community.
If you just tuned in, this is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and my guest this morning is Carol Davis. She is the Executive Director of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation here in Winston-Salem. We'll be back in just a few moments, and we'll speak more with Carol after this.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? Who are people of African descent? What are the contributions of Africa to the world? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Mwiza Muntali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world that you will not hear anywhere else.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me every week on Afropop Worldwide for a musical stroll around the world. Mali, Angola, Cuba, Brazil, South Africa, and even the United States. That's Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
And you can hear Afropop Worldwide Friday nights right here on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and talk to important people here in the Winston-Salem area about what's going on with organizations, as nonprofit, and other. My repeat guest this morning is Carol Davis. She's the executive director of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation. Again, Carol, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, during the break, we were talking a little bit about Union Station. What's going on with Union Station?
Well, Union Station, a building right across the street at the entrance of Winston-Salem State University. It was built back in the 1920s, and it did serve the community as a train station for about 50 years before it was closed and eventually became a... like a junkyard, basically. A truck towing service was there, and auto repair business.
Oh, I see. I'm
so
relatively,
you know,
new to the area.
About?
Yeah, right there next to 52, is that?
Well, it's Martin Luther King and
business
the exit
40.
Of Business 40.
Okay.
And it's actually Excelsior Street that runs right in front of it by the fire station.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Right, so it's a 36,000 square foot building. It is historic. It's on the National Register as a historic site. And the city of Winston-Salem has ownership of it now. And they have planned a $17 million renovation with some architects from Walter Robbs, Callahan, and Pierce. They are completely gutting the building, removing all of the old lead and asbestos, and restoring it to its historic grandeur. And City of Winston-Salem offices will be in the building, and it will remain related to transportation in that there will be a few buses that will stop there as a city bus substation, and a part bus, the regional bus service, will stop there.
Do you know how long it's been since it's been used as a train station?
It was in the 70s, so probably 40 years.
Wow, it's
been
a while.
40 years. And so we hope that one day it'll be a train station again. But there's a lot of work to do before that can happen.
Yep.
The freight trains still pass behind the building, but there's no passenger rail, as you know, in Winston-Salem right now. So that's a long-term dream that maybe it will be restored.
At least
service.
The building will be there if they do.
The building will be there. And there are a lot of train enthusiasts, a lot of people who live in Winston who remember riding the train from that location. And it's going to be an exciting place to open back up to the community. And there will be commercial space available in the building. And so actually, our Community Development Corporation is responsible for finding tenants to lease 12,000 square feet of space in that building for commercial purposes. and we hope to bring some really exciting businesses to that building.
What kind of time frame is that working on?
It's probably about 18 months away from being finished, but the general contractors are working full speed ahead. It's a lot of work to do in there, but within 18 months, we hope to have it ready and fully occupied.
Something else that's going on, I was looking through the notes about the Development Corporation. There's a community garden that was started.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more about that.
Well, the community garden, I think this is the sixth season for the community garden. And some people from Winston-Salem State in the marketing department, Sigrid Hall and Rudy Anderson and Sonia Barbary and some other folks on campus really wanted to have a community garden, and they couldn't do it right here on the campus, and asked for permission to do it at the Enterprise Center behind our building, where we had a football field basically behind the building, and they turned that into a community garden. And this is the sixth season. It's all volunteer led, and we have about 30 raised beds behind the building that are really being planted. They just started planting them last weekend, putting in the new soil, removing all the weeds, and getting the cover crops ready to pull out.
And that's strictly a volunteer?
It's for volunteers. They work on every Saturday morning and sometimes during the week as well. And, you know, the building is in a food desert. That community is a food desert, which means that there is a high poverty rate and lack of access to fresh produce for a lot of residents. And so it's really exciting to have that garden there, be able to share the produce with the community. And the people who volunteer there are very committed, and they keep it looking beautiful and productive, keep it productive, and they share what they build or what they grow there with community residents and with some of our local agencies that distribute food.
Is there more room there for more volunteer gardeners?
Sure. Would you like to join us?
That sounds like a great idea.
That can be arranged.
Okay.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people out in the community who enjoy gardening and are looking for more real estate to practice on. So
we have some.
On that basis and everything else we've been talking about, let's get into contact information. How do people find out more about the S.G. Atkins Center, and how did they get in touch with you?
Okay, well, as I mentioned, we're right down the street at 1922 South Martin Luther King. And the Enterprise Center direct phone number is 336-734-6900. And if you call there and you're interested in the community garden or interested in moving your business to the building, interested in having an event, a wedding, a reception, a community meeting, a church banquet, a fashion show, any of those things, we'd be happy to accommodate you. Like I said, we have educational events, we have office space, we have video editing capabilities, we have a computer lab.
Do you have a website?
And we have a website. It's www.sgacdc.org. And last week we had Chancellor Robinson visit us at lunchtime. We had all of the businesses come together for lunch, and the chancellor was our guest speaker and came and really delivered an inspirational message about his vision for the university and how efforts to create economic opportunity in the community are in alignment with the school's mission for social justice. So we were excited to have him, and it was a great learning opportunity for us.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that alignment between the university and the center. What what exactly is the relationship there?
Well, Winston-Salem State University started the Community Development Corporation. They set up a separate 501c3 nonprofit organization with the purpose of working to improve the neighborhoods around the university campus, just as Simon Green Atkins did back in 1892. Mm. And so we have, like I mentioned, we have relationships with faculty and students. We have grants, written grants, and we get assistance from the Office of Sponsored Programs. And we just benefit from that connection and align our activities with the mission of the school to be a catalyst for economic development in the neighborhood and create opportunities for economic and social mobility.
Well, I guess the more specific question I'm asking is the center part of the university?
Well, yeah. I mean, we are an outreach entity of Winston-Salem State University.
Okay.
Yeah, we get audited by the state auditors.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, we are affiliated with an affiliated entity of Winston-Salem State University.
Okay. Well, again, if you just tuned in, this is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, coming from the campus of Winston-Salem State University. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. My guest this morning is Carol Davis. She is the executive director of the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation here in Winston-Salem. We'll be back with more from Carol in just a few moments. Stay tuned. This is WSNC.
Calvin Patterson, host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we have Garage Rockers, The Raining Sound, and Lucy Woodward. That's all coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan.
You can hear Bill Street Caravan on Saturday nights at 8 right here on 90.5 WSNC. Excuse me, that's 7 p.m. here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. This is Triad in Focus. I'm your host, Ben Donnelly, and we've got important people that we bring into the studio and talk to them live every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. And my guest this morning is Carol Davis from the S.G. Atkins Community Development Corporation. Again, Carol, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And of course, a repeat guest. We'll get you. We'll keep bringing you back in and give us updates on what's
That'll
going on.
That'll
be great. Now, you've got some internships coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more.
Well, we're partnered with the Small Business and Technology Development Center that's on campus in the Reynolds Building. They have paid student internship opportunities for the summer, and we are going to have some of those interns at the Enterprise Center. So we need students to apply at the SBTDC office. I think it's on RAM Track. I think the student jobs are listed on the university website on RAM Track.
Okay.
But we're really excited about having a partnership with SBTDC because we always pay our interns, but this time we'll have some help paying our interns from the SBTDC. So we're excited about that partnership.
How many opportunities are there?
Well, Bob Weston runs that organization, and I told him, you know, I'd take 4 or 5 students, you know. I don't know how many he can get, but
yeah,
we need a lot of help, and we have opportunities to keep students very busy with the things that are going on at the Enterprise Center. We have two really great interns now, Mary Snow and Larry Morris, who are both seniors. And so we'll be losing them in May when they graduate and move on to their professional careers. But we really enjoy having the students there. One of the organizations that's in the Enterprise Center gives scholarships to university students, high school students and students at universities. And that's called the Center for Smart Financial Choices. They have a scholarship information session and event coming up on April 18th in our conference center at from 6 to 7:45 p.m. And their main mission is to teach teenagers and young adults financial literacy. They teach them how to do budgeting, how to manage their credit, and be good stewards of their resources. And so that's another organization that we're happy to have at the Enterprise Center because they fulfill a really excellent mission by going to all the public schools and teaching young people about money and then giving scholarships to help them go to college. So That's something else that we're really excited about.
Tell me more about the Enterprise Center has had all these successes, all these things that you're building currently. Long-term plans, what's going on in the future?
Well, you know, part of our mission was to create hubs of economic opportunity along Martin Luther King that really helped to accentuate the reach of the campus and what Winston-Salem State is already doing. So really, we'd like to create another hub. So the Union Station will be an anchor. That'll mm-hmm. be another hub for economic opportunity. But we have our eye on a few other things. I don't know if I should mention them this morning because I don't want to get everybody all excited and then I'm not able to make things work out.
Yeah, yeah. This is in 60 minutes. I'm not going to press you on it that much.
But we have other big goals. We have some big goals in mind, things that we'd like to accomplish along the Martin Luther King corridor that would really, you know, complement what goes on here at the university. And I know the chancellor is... He's ready to be involved, which, you know, gives me even more inspiration and excitement. And so we're just going to keep doing what we can do and, you know, trying to create economic opportunity. That's really at the heart of our mission.
How can people get involved?
So we do have volunteer opportunities at the Enterprise Center whenever we have events. You know, we have an advisory committee for the Banquet Center. We have a board of directors for the Community Development Corporation. Obviously, the garden is a volunteer initiative. You know, many of the businesses need mentors. Many of those 40 businesses, they range from real estate to mental health services to digital media, information technology. We have some that do proposal writing and business plans. All of those entrepreneurs could benefit from having mentors in their fields of expertise. We need accounting assistance. You know, we have QuickBooks on everyone's computer, but, you know, they could use some reinforcement with their financial records. Marketing, everybody wants to keep their marketing updated either through their websites or their materials. So there are a lot of things that the businesses need, that the community needs, that could be a lot of roles that could be filled by volunteers. And we have some, but we can always use more.
And the contact information, of course, it's sgacdc.org
right.
on the web.
And 336-734-6900 is our phone number.
Well, Carol Davis from the S.G. Adkins Community Development Corporation, of course, the executive director over there. Thank you again for coming in and being my guest on Triad and Focus.
Thank you.
We'll have you back again before too long. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host for Triad and Focus. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 o'clock, and we bring you important people here in the Winston-Salem area for nonprofit organizations and other. If you'd like to know more about the program, if you'd like to be a guest, or you'd like to hear some archived editions of programs, go to our website, wsncradio.org and wsncradio.org/triadinfocus. Make sure you stay tuned. We got more great jazz, other great programming, and, of course, Democracy Now! Coming up in just a moment. Stay with us here on WSNC.
Hi, this is Joe Dredd, radio personality at WSNC 90.5 FM. Join me Sunday nights at 7 p.m. for The Vibe, a two-hour program of roots reggae, ska, rocksteady, and rockers reggae. You will hear this and that's and information about the groups and musicians that make this music, as well as conversations with reggae musicians from the Triad and beyond. Don't miss The Vibe. That's Sunday nights, 7 p.m. right here on WSNC 90.5 FM.